After him, Nathan rose up to prophesy in the days of David. As is the fat when it is separated from the peace offering, so was David separated from the children of Israel. He played with lions as with kids, and with bears as with lambs of the flock. In his youth, didn't he kill a giant and take away reproach from the people when he lifted up his hand with a sling stone and beat down the boasting Goliath? For he called upon the Most High Yahuwah, and he gave him strength in his right hand to kill a man mighty in war, to exalt the horn of his people. So they glorified him for his tens of thousands, and praised him for the blessings of Yahuwah, in that a glorious diadem was given to him. For he destroyed the enemies on every side, and defeated the Philistines, his adversaries. He broke their horn in pieces to this day. In every work of his he gave thanks to the set-apart One Most High with words of glory. He sang praise with his whole heart and loved him who made him. He set singers before the altar to make sweet melody by their music. He gave beauty to the feasts and set in order the seasons to completion while they praised his set-apart name, and the sanctuary resounded from early morning. Yahuwah took away his sins and exalted his horn forever. He gave him a covenant of kings and a glorious throne in Israel. After him a wise son rose up, who because of him lived in security. Solomon reigned in days of peace. Elohim gave him rest all around, that he might set up a house for his name and prepare a sanctuary forever. How wise you were made in your youth and filled as a river with understanding. Your influence covered the earth, and you filled it with parables and riddles. Your name reached to the faraway islands, and you were loved for your peace. For your songs, proverbs, parables, and interpretations, the countries marveled at you. By the name of Yahuwah Elohim, who is called Elohim of Israel, you gathered gold like tin and multiplied silver like lead. You bowed your loins to women, and in your body you were brought into subjection. You blemished your honor and defiled your offspring to bring wrath upon your children. I was grieved for your folly because the sovereignty was divided and a disobedient kingdom ruled out of Ephraim. But Yahuwah will never forsake his mercy. He won't destroy any of his works, nor blot out the posterity of his elect. He won't take away the offspring of him who loved him. He gave a remnant to Jacob and to David a root from his own family. So Solomon rested with his fathers. Of his offspring he left behind him Rehoboam, the foolishness of the people, and one who lacked understanding, who made the people revolt by his counsel. Also Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin and gave a way of sin to Ephraim. Their sins were multiplied exceedingly, until they were removed from their land, for they sought out all manner of wickedness until vengeance came upon them.